going to continue with our post-race media availabilities. We are now joined by our fourth-place finisher, Eric Jones, driver of the number 20 Reesers Toyota. Eric, you had a really strong run out there today, led a bunch of laps. Why don't you just take us through your race?
Overall, I was really pretty happy with it. So, you know, we started off and we didn't qualify where we wanted to or where we thought we were capable of, for sure. So we had some work to do early on to get up towards the front. But, we gained some spots early. The pit crew did a phenomenal job, a huge step up for them. That's something to really be proud of. They've had a rough few weeks, and to get them into a groove where they're really hammering out some good stops was nice. So overall, the Reesers Camry was fast. You know, I don't think we had anything for the 18 or the 4, but, it was good to run up in the top 5 and lead a few laps here along the way.
All right, we're going to get started with questions for Eric. We're actually going to go up to the press box first for Lee, and then we'll go to Pat.
Lee Spencer, RacingVoice.com. Talk about what you learned racing against those guys. I mean, you might not have had enough speed to keep up with Harvick or Kyle, but what did you learn racing against them? And how, with all the wrecks that were happening, how pivotal was it for you to be there rather than mid-pack or someplace where you would have, been in harm's way?
Well, it was really important to stay up front here for a few reasons. Number one, the wrecks, always seem to kind of happen from, eighth on back. And then secondly, track position is huge here. It's really tough to pass. Like I said, the pit crew did a great job getting us spots all day. We got a few on the racetrack, but it was pretty challenging. And then your other question, I think you always learn something racing with Kyle or Harvick or any of those guys, those caliber. They're very fast, and Kyle especially is very fast. And, it was fun racing with him. It was frustrating. I was sitting in second place watching him drive away by about a half a car length a lap and kind of shaking my head because it seems like every time I get to lead some laps, he comes up and spoils it. So, hopefully one day we can get up there and challenge him for one of these wins. And but like I said, along the way, you always learn something. The way he was driving the track was a little bit different than myself, and I felt like I learned something from when we come back.
We'll go to Pat and then back upstairs to Jim.
Pat DeCole, NASCAR.com. Eric, to your left. No matter the series, it seems like you always have run really well here. What is it about Texas that really kind of suits your style?
It's tough to put a pinpoint on it, really. I think the old Texas, I remember the first time I came here, I didn't like the place at all. And then the second time, I liked it a little bit more. And then we won an Xfinity race here, and I felt like I just kind of slowly figured it out. And then we had a lot of success in the Xfinity series along the way the last few years. So with the repave, it changed it quite a bit. But I think overall, it's just a good combination. I think I'm really comfortable here and really have a good idea what I want my car to do. But also, JGR is really fast here. They've been fast here for years on the old track and now on the new track. So, I think it's just a good combination. I was fortunate to be in that position, figure it out quickly, and, just the whole package kind of worked.
We'll go to Jim and then Nate and Bob.
Jim Hunter, Motorsport.com. Eric, you came in Friday and said that you had marked this race on, kind of circled it on the calendar that as a place that you could turn around and get a good, really good finish. What do you think you and your team needs to do now to carry what you accomplished today forward and make it consistent?
Well, that's a tough question. I think just staying all on the same page and making sure we're all working together and heading in the right direction is the big thing. We've done a good job of that to this point, even with some of this, we had a few struggles early on. So it was nice to have the team really stick together, even though it was kind of a new group that hadn't all really worked together as one. It was nice to see everybody stay heading in the same direction and the same goal. Hard work doesn't always equal success, but it definitely doesn't hurt either. So it's just nice to see that it's paid off, from not only the road guys, and Chris and Mikey, our engineers, Jake, but the pit crew working hard too and picking it up each week and getting better and better. So it's a whole package deal. It's not just from the seat or the box. It's everybody working together and doing it right.
Go to Nate.
Nate Ryan, NBC Sports. Eric, you said, I think, toward the end of the race on the radio that 500 miles was a real difficult challenge for you. Can you just talk about, was this race in particular more challenging, or is it just a matter of you just got to get acclimated in year two of these kind of marathon races?
I think it was just funny to me because we've only ran, the 500. I didn't run all 500 miles. So Beyond that, we've only had 400-mile races, and they seemed quick this year to me. Like, it was just like, man, it seemed like a truck race. So we came here, and I was like, this race is dragging. It's not like I was wore out or anything. I was just – it just seemed like it was never going to end for a minute. So, you know, with the red flag and everything, it kind of exaggerated that thought that was running through my mind. But they're just long races, you know. I think – I don't know if I'll ever get used to racing 500 miles. I mean, it's a long time. And, you know, I think overall this year I just have a better idea of how to race them. There's a lot of times early in the race today where I gave up spots and gave up positions and thought, you know, we'll just come back and get them later. And that's not something that I would have done last year. So definitely have a better feel for them this year going in. I feel like you're trying to get me in trouble now. You know, I mean, in my opinion only, yeah, I mean, I think 400 miles is enough. I think there's marquee races that need to stay, Daytona 500, Southern 500, Coke 600. But I do think, you know, 400 miles is probably enough. Yep.
We'll go to Bob and then back upstairs to Chris and Lee.
Bob Pockers, ESPN, four top tens and seven races this year. Is that a good enough start, that and one top five now?
Yeah, I mean, to an extent. I think, you know, those top tens, a couple of them were a little lucky, and, you know, the other ones were pretty straight up. We were pretty quick. But, you know, for me, the top tens this year are good, but, you know, we really want to run the top five and get up there and contend and lead laps. You know, we really want to win a race this year, and today was a step in the right direction. I'd like to run, you know, obviously more like today, more often, and, you know, I think it was somewhat of a transition. I mean, the cars are a little different this year. It's a new group. It's a new process for Chris over at JGR. It's new engineers for him. It's a new environment for me as well. So, you know, overall, it was a little bit of a learning curve and kind of figuring everything back out. But I feel like we're settling into our groove a little bit. And, you know, this is a good two-week stretch for us coming in. I was pretty excited going to Texas, number one, and then off to Bristol here next week. So fun weeks for me, you know, two of my favorite tracks. So we just need to keep it going.
We'll go upstairs to Chris and then Lee.
Chris Knight, EdgeFence.com. Eric, speaking of Bristol, you head there next weekend, and obviously how you ran there last year, had a shot at your first Cup victory. What's your outlook?
You know, overall, I mean, I think we look to contend for the win again. I mean, that's my outlook and my hope and goal. You know, I think going up and being up front again is what we should do. You know, the track's going to be really similar. I believe they're applying the VHT on the bottom again. We went there and tested again last fall and did a tire test, and we were really fast. You know, so hopefully we can just be quick again. Obviously, there's been some other manufacturers that are really strong this year and have been really fast and hard to beat, but, you know, I think Bristol's a little bit different animal, such as Martinsville. So we'll see, but, you know, definitely expectations are to run really well and lead some laps, contend.
We'll stay upstairs with Lee.
Lee Spencer again. Wanted to ask you about John Daly reference. I didn't think you were a big golfer, so what, you know, it seemed to at least lighten the moment for you in the car and on the for the guys on the pit box.
Well, it was a code for one of our pit road scenarios, but so it goes back to the other day. I found out I was talking about John Daly. I knew a guy that had met him, and I was telling a story about John Daly, which I can't tell here, and you know, there was a couple guys on my team, they didn't know who he was, and I was surprised. So I'm like, I can't believe you don't know who this guy is. He's, you know, he's really kind of a blue-collar golfer. And so we looked him up, and I showed him to the guys that didn't know. One of them was Mikey, my engineer, and he makes up all the codes before the race. So he came down on pit road after, and he's like, hey, this call, you know, you see this one? I'm like, yeah. He said, that's the John Daly call. And I said, okay. And I was like, he's like, I really hope we get to use it today. And I said, well, good luck. And sure enough, they got to use it, so it was kind of funny. They were excited about it.
Do we have any final questions for Eric? All right, Eric, congratulations, and good luck next week.
Thanks.